Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
And so many open doors.
did worship the Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Being right is when ain't nobody looking. You just have to You just have to know and know that you care about your relationship even more so with the Lord, because you just want to be right and do right and be right to your fellow man. It is a wonderful and a beautiful feeling when you know you can lay down at night because you have been right to your fellow man, and there's peace in the house. Hallelujah. There's joy in the house when salvation comes to the house. When God himself saved you from the very effects of evil, you should rejoice. Every time you think about Calvary, you need to rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad when he allows temptation to come your way, or when he allows persecution to come your way. You should rejoice because you know that you have a Savior that is there to save you from the very effects of evil. You should rejoice and be exceedingly glad that you have somebody, though I'm weak and weary, someone is there to lift me. Hallelujah. Someone is there to cover me, guide me, keep me. Someone is there that, oh, I may be weak, but he is strong. Someone is there. Someone is there. Someone is near. Someone cares. He cares for me. He watches over me. Not only did he live a perfect life to show me that it can be done, but then he died. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To take away the sins of the world. He was wounded for our transgression. Hallelujah. And one thing I like about it, by his stripes, not my stripes, but by his stripes, but by the things that were put up on him, gave me the right to the tree of life. By the things that were put up on him, I could be healed when I am wounded. Because of Jesus, I can be set free. Freedom reigns in this place when the Lord is around. Hallelujah. Everything is all right. But I want to ask you a question this morning. What will you do to get to Jesus? Or what will you do to see Jesus? Hallelujah. Luke, the 19th chapter. I want to speak on a little bit. I'm trying to only do it in a 10 books. But the conversion of Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. Luke 19. Chapter the first through the 10th verse, as we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, come in the humblest way that we know how, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Lord, have you allowed us to assemble together. We count it as a privilege and a blessing. We ask you consecrate our minds, our hearts, our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us. This day, we thank you, Lord, how you have been with us. Thank you, Lord, how you have brought us. Thank you, Lord, how you have taught us. Thank you, Lord, how you made a way for us. Thank you, Lord, how you have removed things in our life that hindered our relationship with you, that we may see you better, that we may be, hallelujah, pleasing in our sight, that we may, hallelujah, be able to stand not on our own ability, but stand hoping and trusting and leaning and depending upon you, Lord. We just come, Father God, with love. Thank you for loving us, that we may love you back. Thank you for caring for us, that we may care for someone. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you in advance for the message, the messenger, and all those that would stand by and pray, all those that would stand by and listen, all those that you have allowed to call in to make the service to be just what it how it should be. Lord, we love you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray. We thank you for it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's still good. He's still good. Luke, the 19th chapter, in the first verse. And Jesus and passed through Jericho. Hallelujah. And behold, means behold, stop and look, take notice. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Oh, hallelujah. Those who sincerely desire a desire of sight of Christ like Zacchaeus will break through opposition, what would you do? I ask you again, what would you do to see Jesus? What would you do to take notice of? Would you depend on what you have, or would you lay it all down and say, Lord, I surrender? That's what Christ wants us to do, most of all. Deny yourself and throw down that you have. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow him day in, day out, no matter how it looks. I will trust in the Lord. That's what the elders used to say. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will stay on my bended knees. Hallelujah. I will watch, fight, and pray. I will treat my neighbor right. I'm going to treat everybody right. They don't have to be in my same neighborhood, but if they love the Lord how I love the Lord, even if they don't love the Lord, I know and I have this assurance, if I be lifted up, which is Jesus Christ, if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. But Jesus, he entered in and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. Oh, Lord, have mercy, help me, Lord, which was the chief among the publicans. And it says right here in the scripture, in the second verse, that he was rich. He was rich, Zacchaeus. Even in his richness, he did things that he might see Jesus. What will you do that you may open up and see the Lord and take pain? Sometimes it takes pain. Sometimes I may have to go through something that I may see the Lord. But hallelujah, Christ invited himself. God does. He gives us an open invitation. Every time you wait, lay down in faith, hoping and expecting to see this day. But God make it a reality. You need to lift your hands up in, hallelujah, lift your hands up in your own home. Nobody help to see you, but if you lift your hands and, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for seeing a new day, a new mercy, another chance to give God praise, another chance to maybe do better than what you did yesterday, another chance to behold the goodness and the mercy and the grace unto God, grace shown unto you, unmerited favor shown unto you, not because you deserve anything, but he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was and could not for the press because he was little of stature. If you may not be, hallelujah, you can be little of stature in many ways. In many ways, you could be little of stature in understanding. You can be little of stature of misunderstanding. You can be little of stature because you have so much confusion all around. Your people pressed all around him. Zacchaeus was in the midst of people that was taller than him. He was in the midst of people that, oh, hallelujah, that say he shouldn't be what it was. He was in the midst of people. Maybe some may call them haters today, but in the midst of people, in the midst of people, in the midst, in the midst, in the midst, in the midst, in the midst of people, all pressed all around and saying he shouldn't be what it was. He shouldn't have what he should have because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. I like this little story because it shows you things how you should prepare before Jesus come by. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody going to catch it. You need to be preparing. If you expected Jesus to come a certain way, you need to be preparing yourself before Jesus gets there. Hallelujah. If you want Jesus to come by, start preparing yourself. If you want Jesus to come by, stop trying to hate so much. If you want Jesus to come by, try to be loving to somebody. If you want Jesus to come by, try to show the love of God to somebody other than those who will love you back, but show love to someone. Hallelujah. That needs it. A crowd of people was there, and they sought to see Jesus who he was. They sought to know him. Are we seeking to know the Lord? Are we seeking him while he yet may be found? Are we calling up him on him while he is yet near? Why we're in the peace and safety? Oh, there's wars and rumors of wars all around us, but what are we doing to see Jesus? to see Jesus, to see, oh, hallelujah. What are you, preparing yourself? Is the Lord welcome in your heart, in your home, in your conversation, day in and day out? Is the Lord there? Have you made yourself a representative of Christ that even if you need to use somebody, you can say, use me, Lord, in my service. Use me. If you need to show love to somebody, are you that vessel that he can show love to? Or are you that one that always want to be cause offense, always want to point the finger, always want to stir up trouble? Are you the one that have prepared yourself to see Jesus? Hallelujah. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. I like this because Zacchaeus, he prepared himself to see the Lord. We need to be preparing ourselves to see the Lord. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Hallelujah. Have you made your house? Have you prepared your house that Jesus may say, hallelujah, God's plan, God's listener, God's the one, the children of God that trust in God is? Have you have made yourself ready to see him that he may come and say, today I must abide at your house, and make will you make haste? Hallelujah. We'll obey the Lord. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Do you receive the Lord joyfully? And when they saw him, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Now, you should rejoice whenever Jesus, oh, hallelujah, whenever you see the Lord somewhere and some heathen say, I want to know the Lord. You shouldn't talk about him, but you should be like the angels that rejoice whenever someone come and somebody want to see Jesus, or somebody want to have Jesus near. They want to have him by. You should not be joining hands with the devil and say what the Lord shouldn't do, but you should just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because this day, hallelujah, you call someone that instead of them leaning up to their own understanding, they want to say what the Lord, hallelujah, want to say about it, because they prepared themselves. They lifted themselves up to see. Hallelujah. Some just lift themselves up to be lifted. But Zacchaeus, he was small in stature. Hallelujah. But he prepared himself to see the Lord. Now, the crowd was all around him. He could use the excuse, well, I couldn't see the Lord because I'm small. He didn't use that excuse that he was small, but he decided to lift himself. Have you decided to lift yourself up that you may see the Lord? Have you decided to do that? Or will you continue to use the excuse, well, the Lord know we sin and come short? No, he know that we have sinned and come short, but he has provided a way out for you to be strong. You don't have to always be. He's provided a way out that loved ones can be around you and encourage you to say, go on a little while longer. Come here. Come here, Hebrews. Hallelujah. Let us stand beside that weight. It's so easy, but still, it's so easy thing that trips us. Put it down. Hallelujah. That we may pick up the Lord. Instead of cussing someone out, praying for him. Instead of accusing someone, praying for him. Instead of, hallelujah, instead of seeing it your way, trying to see it God's way, to have your way, oh Lord. But these here start to murmur. They murmur saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Hallelujah. A sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. How many have been lost? If you don't mind, if you just think within yourself, you don't have to push the one button. I ain't going to force you to push the one button. But how many of you have needed the Lord's forgiveness? How many of you have needed the Lord to have mercy? How many of you have seen and come short short of his glory. How many of you can lift them hands instead of pointing them fingers? How many can lift them hands? And while you got them hands lifted, you can put them together and just say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace that you're showing toward. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Thank you, Lord. You need to give thanksgiving unto what God has done for you. For you need to remind yourself that it is in him that we live, that we move, that we have our being. It is in him. Hallelujah. So you can't take no accountability. You can't take no credit. In other words, that you have done these things, but it is the Lord. And Zacchaeus started to say, well, things that he have done, hallelujah, hallelujah, tried to be right, though he was rich, and but he had a heart, hallelujah, because he had a heart. This is how you know he had a heart. He lifted himself up that he might see Jesus, hallelujah. He may be small in stature, but his heart was big because he wanted to see Jesus for who he was. Do you want to see Jesus, hallelujah, for who he is? Can I ask these questions this morning? How and what have we done to that we may know the Lord a little bit better? What have we done to, and what would we do? What will we go through to see the Lord? What can separate us from his love? Hallelujah. Will you let things separate you? Will you let things stop you? Are you small and stature, hallelujah, or will you lift yourself up? Will you one way to lift yourself up? When trouble burden you down, when you're weak and you're weary, and you hardly feel like you have no strength, come here, Psalms. Oh, hallelujah, come here, Psalms. Psalms tell me, hallelujah, when I'm down, hallelujah. I like about it when you're being down. One good thing about being down, what's the good thing about being on your back? It's better for you to see the stars in the sky. It's when you're flat on your back, it's easy for you to look up. And, oh, hallelujah, but when you surrender yourself, Psalms 121 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help, in case you're wondering, cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth, but he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Hallelujah. He will not slumber. We slumber all the time. We sleep all the time. Everything gets us weak and weary. Hallelujah. Because we don't lean and depend upon the Lord. But Psalms 121 tell me, I will lift up my eyes, hallelujah. When you lift up your eyes, you're pulling yourself up. Zacchaeus used that sycamore tree to climb up, but when we can lift our heads unto the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, hey, for your goodness, for your mercy and your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for you are my all in all. When you talk to him like that, he'll come on in the room and he'll change his circumstance. He'll change his situation. He'll turn the brownie tears into the tears of joy that I will lift up my eyes. I can stand on that eyes from the hills with which cometh my help cometh from the Lord, hallelujah, from the Lord. Which Lord? The one that made heaven and the earth, the one that has the warning deed to this whole thing, the landlord, hallelujah. The Psalm 24 would tell me the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world, the earth, it belongs to him, hallelujah. The earth belongs to him, for he is the creator of creator, because he is the one back over there in Genesis that spoke, let it be, and it was. He is the one that takes nothing and creates something. He is the one, hallelujah, hallelujah, that all the praise, all the glory, all the honor belongs to him. Hallelujah. But what would you do that you might know him? What would you do, hallelujah, when you accept this invitation for the Son, the verse 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. If you're lost, you can be found today. If you're seeking him, hallelujah, you can find it today. He did something for Zacchaeus. He said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at the house. Are you making preparation that God can abided, your house that is sweet, Holy Spirit can fill every room, and not only that building that you live in, but, oh, hallelujah, also that fleshly building that you live in, the temple, it should be the it should be a temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm speaking of your body, and open your heart to the Lord. Come in and let him come in and let him abide. Let him move out what shouldn't be in them, that more and more of the Lord may come in, cleanse you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing about it, one thing, when you surrender, hallelujah, come here. Come here, David. When you surrender to the Lord, he'll do something for you. He'll do something for you when you surrender. When you try to know the Lord, when you try to seek the Lord, he'll do something for you. He'll do something for you. He'll do, what would he do? I'm glad you asked me. I'm glad you had me. Hallelujah. If you desire unto him, if you desire unto him, if you desire unto him, if you ask him for a clean heart, David tried it over in Psalm 51. He said, create in me a clean heart. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and renew a right spirit. And not only create that heart in me, but renew those things. Renew a right, and not a wrong spirit, but a right spirit. A right spirit that would desire righteousness. A right spirit that would do right. And restores you. And we allow salvation to be now unto you. And uphold me with that free spirit so I can feel free, and so I can worship you in spirit and in truth. And then when I do that, hallelujah, I'll teach transgressors their way. When I have been converted, hallelujah, I'll go back and I'll help my brother over there. Look, hallelujah, hallelujah. When I have been set free. Hallelujah. But what would you do, as I close again, I ask you, what would you do to see the Lord? Hallelujah. What will you allow stop you? Zacchaeus, he was small in stature, but he didn't let that stop him. Hallelujah. You may be small in stature. You may be small in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But give that to God that you have, that hallelujah, that he may multiply in you. Hallelujah. If you have just a little, but give it to God and he'll turn it and he'll make it into a lot. If you have just a little love, give that little love that you have to God and watch him multiply that thing. If you have a little faith, give that little faith to God and watch him multiply it. If you have a little strength, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have a little strength, God will make you have much strength. But for this day, this day, don't wait till tomorrow, but this day, let him abide at your house this day. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm gonna let you be blessed. Hallelujah. Just for a moment. You don't mind. Let me tell you what God will do. Hallelujah. 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 Let me tell you what God will do. Come on.
God provides,
yes,
so why do I worry about my life?
Thank you, Lord. Uh-huh.
When you come to my rescue a thousand times,
thank you.
Every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you.
Thank you, Lord.
And test everything you thought you knew. Close your eyes, there's no more. say when there's no food to eat? Or what you feel that life will be? And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive all the things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God,
because it normally moved pretty fast. And a tornado has moved through this house this morning. It moves like a whirlwind. And as he was moving through this place, he dropped pieces of cornbread, little steak over here, little pork chops over there. And I was able to gather it all up on a plate this morning and eat, drink, and be merry. My soul said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rev has truly fed us. Didn't take him.
Man, I think you went on mute, Brother D.
This is all, man. I say all the time, you know, when you get an opportunity to eat, you should hold on to something. And as Rev was feeding us this morning, as always, something's going to hit you. I got stuck on a freeway this morning, Rev. One was Zacchaeus ran and jumped up in the sycamore tree. He wanted to see Jesus at all costs. He wanted to make sure
yes,
he could see this man at all costs. The Bible has instructed us that he was short in stature. But Zacchaeus said, I'm going to make a way. And after he made a way, I got stuck on another one. The Lord told Zacchaeus, he said, Zacchaeus, come down, for I must abide at your house today. If that wasn't enough, I got stuck at 8 when Zacchaeus said, Lord, if I have done anybody wrong, let me write them. If that wasn't enough, Rev just fed us overjoyed for this morning. He went on, and Jesus, I like verse 9 when Jesus said to him, he said, this day is salvation come to this house.
Amen.
And so much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is coming to seek and to save that was lost. I got fed so good, Rev. I did something that the old people said. They said, boy, you know, you find little notes in the Bible, you write references in them. And as I was looking, I saw verse 10 ran me over to Romans 5 and 8. So I decided I would look at Romans 5 and 8. And when I looked at 5 and 8, I found some more meat over there that made me.
Went off the camera.
Just said it went on mute again. Said, but God commanded his love towards us in that which we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, he died for us, even though we were sinners. If that was enough, Rev asked the question. I'm going to go. Rev, I love it when a tornado comes. I just love it a gospel hurricane has hit us this morning. Rev said, what would you do to see God?
Yes, Lord.
What would you do? What are you willing to do? The Bible has instructed me. I looked at Matthew 19 and 21. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell off that good and give it to the poor.
Yeah.
He said, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. Now, Rev asked the question, what would you do for an opportunity to see Jesus? Would you be willing to give off everything? The young man answered Jesus, didn't he? He said, but when the young man heard that singing, he went away soft. See, he wasn't willing. I'm so glad that I give up everything that I have to follow Christ. I'm so glad that I was willing. One day the Lord spoke to me and told me I had to mend my ways, change my way of thinking. Aren't you glad?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad for this word this morning. So glad for this word this morning. Thank you, Jesus. My soul is
on fire.
I have been dead this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Zacchaeus, come
down.
So I must have been at your house today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord tell you he going to abide at your house. Ooh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Zacchaeus said, if I did anybody wrong, Lord, thank you. So let me write them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, Reverend
Good
Henry.
Morning.
I just wanted to let you know that my wife came in and she said, "What are you doing sitting at the table?" And I told her I was listening to the morning service, and I was just gorging myself. See, sometimes you can just sit down and gorge yourself, you know, with the word, and I was enjoying it. And I like that. I had never heard of it like that with Nakia, that he was, I know he was short in stature, but I hadn't heard of that that. But all of us are short in stature in some way or not. And I like that, you know, and I just sat there right quick and I wrote it down. Even Romans say all are falling short. I go over in Revelation and the church of Ephesus said, even though they were doing good things, he said, "I still had this against you. So return back to your first love." And I was listening. Then I heard Brother D smiling. And I didn't see him, but I heard him smiling. And that's what it's all about, Rev. Great job. Great job. Way to start the morning off right, man. I just sit here at the dining room table just gorging myself with the word.
Great
Thank
to be
you. I like that.
God bless you.
My. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Zacchaeus, come down.
Come down.
I must be mad at your house today.
What would you do? He said,
look at Virginia. He didn't tell Zacchaeus, "I want her bad." He said, "I must be mad at your house today." Zacchaeus,
right.
Come down. Zacchaeus,
not a publican, not a tax man.
A sinner, I must have been at your house. Zacchaeus made haste to run because he had to see her. But he said, "I must have been at their house." In the name of Jesus.
And you know, Rev, there's a song, you know it, and I heard the new song, and it said that, you know, he saw the best in me. You know, he was a tax collector, publican, and he saw the best. Let me come to your house. Man, he eats with sinners and all that. Man, that Jesus was rough, man. I got to tell you, that man was rough.
I love him.
He was rough, boy. Wow. My.
That's I love all that. Tornado has come through here this morning. Hurricane just flew through here this morning.
Yes,
you know, when you notice when a hurricane or a tornado go through, but they do a lot of damage and they do it quick.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, fed you quick this morning.
God bless.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I like it. Enjoyed it. Yes,
And Jesus said that the hill this day, salvation. It's coming.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. I'm glad salvation has come. Hallelujah.
It has come.
Glad we have a Savior that saved us from the very effects of evil.
Savior that covers
us, that keeps us, that provides for us, that heals us, that delivers us, that not point the finger but lends a hand that picks us up. Even if he chastises, you because he loves you, because he want to remove the thing that's hindering, that you may feel more love and give more love. Other people want to point the finger that they may persecute. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, in the way he points his finger, he'll show you, this is the thing that's stopping you, that you may feel more love from me. Oh, hallelujah. That I want to make you better than what you are. That I want to take away blood drippingness. That I want to take away what they say about you. They say, "Well, he wanted this, but now he's that." That's what I want to do for you. Salvation, this day has come to your house. When you come to your house, you do a little better than what Lord was doing. When he come to your house, you shine a little brighter than you were shining. Though you may be little in stature, little in faith, little in hope, but when Jesus comes by, he lifts you up and he picks you up and he lifts you up. Oh, hallelujah. But that love may see. And when people say, you ready before, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. Oh, hallelujah. So he lifts up our countenance. He lifts up our head. He lifts up our spirits. He gives joy in our hearts that calls our hands to be lifted up and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, and you can tell of his goodness. You can tell somebody what good things that God have done for you. I once was in sin, but he set me free. I once was damned, but he lifted me up. Well, they said this about you, Lord. They murmured, you know, just like they did when Jesus went home with Zacchaeus. They start murmuring. They start tackling. They start talking. Well, just like when you take Jesus somewhere others, they start murmuring. They start talking. Why the Lord forgiving him? Why the Lord blessing him? Why the Lord doing this and that? But you need to prepare yourself just like Zacchaeus prepared himself that you may
die with the Lord.
Yes, he
did.
Hallelujah. And then they'll start talking. They'll start to go ahead. They're going to talk anyway. They're going to talk if you do good. They're going to talk if you do bad. They're going to talk if you're
bad.
They're going to talk if you're poor. They're going to talk if you're hot spirit. They're going to talk if you're low spirit. They're going to talk if you're mean. They're going to talk if you're ugly. They're going to talk if you're loving. They're going to talk if you're hateful. They're going to talk if you're despiteful. They're going to talk if you're kind. They're going to talk if you're love. Have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. They're going to call you weak, but my God calls you strong. Hallelujah. Don't matter what they talk, what they say. My God don't always make a way. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. But they gonna talk. But let them talk.
God.
Let them murmur. But watch them. Watch their murmuring start to change. But you better be careful. They better be careful when they murmur. They better be careful when they talk. When they talk about God's children and what the good things that He have done, because He's abiding at their house. You better watch how you talk. How you put your lips on the anointed one. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That only not go for the princes, but it goes for the ambassadors. They go for the, he said, touch not, be careful how you treat my little ones. Oh, hallelujah.
Touch
my
not.
Little ones.
Touch
his,
not.
Little ones, his lamb.
That, man.
Hallelujah. Those that are trying to do his will, you may fall, but you're trying. How many of those that are sitting back, they ain't trying to do nothing, but they always got something to say. Why they not doing his will, his way? They always got something to say, and it's usually negative. Oh, hallelujah. But when God has changed your heart, hallelujah, you can say, well, they may have this and that against brother so-and-so, but you the goodness of your heart will call them and look for some good thing that person is done. They might say, he may do this, but look what he's doing for the Lord. And eventually, your good works, they're going to glorify your Father.
Yes, sir.
Your good works, the good that you're trying to do, after a while, good is going to overcome so much evil. You take a glass that's half full. Oh, hallelujah. Take a glass that's half full, but your heart will call yourself to open it up to the Lord, and God will start to pour in more of his spirit. Keep on reading. Keep on studying more of his spirit. You're allowing that inner man to be fed. You're allowing that inner man to grow. You're allowing that inner man to shine through, that fleshy man is going to start to get weak. It's going to start to die out. That carnality is going to start to get finished away, but you're going to start to become more spiritual, more thankful, more sitting at the dining room table just going on his goodness and his grace and his mercy and his kindness, and how he reveals things to you over and over again, how you see things in the scriptures that others don't see because they're too busy talking, they're too busy murmuring, but you are busy praying, you're seeking, and you realize he is a rewarder of them that diligently seeking. But first, before you seek it, you know that he is who he say he is. You don't have no question in your mind. You know that he is who he say he is. You're not trying to pick him apart or put apart like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the publicans, but you're trying to See, Jesus, Zacchaeus, though he was rich, but he didn't depend upon his riches. He wanted to see, and maybe he heard that he was a healer. Maybe he heard that he was a provider. Maybe he heard that he was a wonderful miracle worker. Maybe he heard enough that he heard he wanted to see. Oh, I'll come up here, God know you, and you realize faith coming by. What? Hearing. Tell it that others may hear. Oh, and see something about it. You better know it's true. The devil don't like when you tell it.
He
don't like when you tell it. Oh, hallelujah. He don't like when you tell it because somebody's going to hear and somebody's going to believe. Somebody's going to have. Somebody's going to accept and to believe it to be true. And somebody's going to be changed because of what Brother D said. Somebody's going to believe.
Somebody's going to hear. Somebody's going to believe.
Somebody's going to stop remembering. Somebody's going to stop talking.
Yes,
somebody's going to start listening. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for us.
He'll do.
My brother, but I can rejoice of the good things because I know God has been good to him. God's going to be good to me. I know if God have mercy on him, he's going to have mercy on me when he fails. And I pray when he fails. So when I fall, when I come short, he's going to pray for me. Hallelujah. And we all can help one another instead of remembering, instead of saying, well, he shouldn't do this or he shouldn't do that. But pray for that. You don't know what God has allowed somebody to go through. You don't know what position God have allowed somebody to be in. And all people want to jump on them, that Monday quarterback. Well, I would have done this. Well, I would have done that. Well, you weren't in the game at that time. Guess what? You should be praying for those that are trying. I may drop the ball, but I'm praying that my other team member may pick it up. Oh, even if I drop the ball, but I'm saying I don't have to be the one that's in the front of the parade, but as long as I'm marching in the parade, as long as I have a hand to hold up the bloodstained banner, hallelujah, that is goodness. That is mercy and his grace has been go on and on and on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Hallelujah. Grace is sufficient. Paul was worried about that thorn, wasn't he?
Yes, it is.
We have something that we worry about. Oh, hallelujah. But stay humble. We have things that we're concerned over, but keep trusting. We have things in our own mind, in our own heart. Lord, if I could just get past this, but keep on stay in the race, huh? You'll get a little stronger. Stay in the race. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Hold on. He will deliver right on time. Hold on. He will set you free. Hold on. Help is on the way. Hold on. If you hold on, he'll carry. He'll pull you through. You think that you can't get out of him. He'll lift you up and in that hole you think you can't get out of. David said, he brought me up out of the muck and the miry, the clay, and the thing that had me bound, had me stuck, had me. Oh, but God lifted me.
He lifted me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he lifted
when
me.
I see God has lifted, I should be rejoiced when God said, I'm going to buy that. This house, I'm going to bless this person. I should rejoice when God has revealed to some mind his reality. I should rejoice when God has, when I see God bless somebody, I should be rejoicing. I should be telling him, thank you. I should be, because I see his work. I've seen him work in others. And I want you to work. Oh, hallelujah. I see you bless my brother. Lord, I want you to bless me. I've seen what you can do, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you. God keep you. Here's our prayer. I see you work, Lord.
Yes.
Can you say that to the Lord? I see you working others, Lord. Hallelujah. Now I want you to work. I've seen you abide with us. The Lord, I want you to abide. Oh, hallelujah. I want to make my heart your home, Lord. If you need somewhere to sleep, Lord. If you need somewhere to rest, Lord. If you need somewhere to lay your head upon my breast. If you want some place to abide, abide with me, Lord. If you want somebody that won't make him, that won't grieve the Holy Spirit, but they'll let him show some love to somebody. They'll let him shout out unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord. If it had not been for the Lord that helped me, that blessed me, that delivered me, if it had not been for the Lord that set me free, if it had not been for the Lord that brought me out, if it had not been for the Lord that saved me when I was lost, oh, hallelujah, I'll still be lost. Hey, but thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, if you could just have a prayer in your heart, think about his goodness. Think about who woke you up this morning. Think about who kept you all night long. Think about who died for you. Think about who forgave you of sin. Think about who stopped the mummery. Think about all the time God said, made them people that was against you. He made them take it back. Think about it, how the Lord have been in broken relationship. Think about how the good things that the Lord has done, how we have come. Some of us have came through a pandemic that took others' lives. Think about it. God has given breath to souls, some of those that was without breath. Hallelujah. God has made a way over and over. I like to tell you, God has made a way a second, minute after minute, day after day, week after week, month after month.
He just keep on keeping it.
Change your way of thinking. Instead of doing more punishing, do more praying. Hallelujah. Do more talking to him. I'm telling you, if you talk to him, you're going to hear from him. Oh, I'm telling you, if you talk to him, you're going to hear from him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that keepeth Israel. What? He don't slumber. He don't think. Oh, hallelujah. God will do this for you. You get that peace.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. The peace of God that you can't even understand it. It passed all understanding. Your mind, your finite mind can't even handle what God want to do for you. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Oh, hallelujah.
It haven't even entered. You need to be starting telling them thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Sir.
Thank you. You need to be rejoicing. This is a time that God has given us. Instead of punishing us like we should be punished, he's allowing grace and mercy to cover
mercy,
us.
He's not whooping at this time, but
he's blessing. You need to take full advantage of his mercy while he yet can be
mercy
found,
right,
because it's going to come a time when he's going to start closing it up, and he's going to start whooping, and he's going to start whooping. And what will the sinners won? But right now, he's giving me a chance to get right. Right now, give me a chance to be free. Right now, give me a chance that I will love on him, that I'll be delivered, hallelujah, and I'll be safe and secure.
Yes,
right now is the chance.
Right now.
Oh, hallelujah.
Right
now. Oh,
hallelujah.
Right now.
Right now.
Don't let the devil fool
right
you
now.
So you got plenty of time. I heard y'all say many a time we got more time behind us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got more time behind us.
Yes,
if you don't think God's getting close, you better watch the news. These little children are going to school. Some of them not even making it back home because of a stranger.
Hallelujah.
Somebody done lost their mind going into school shooting people. You need to be praying for God's peace and his protection around your loved ones, around other loved ones, around the youth that are going crazy. Some of them have lost their mind. Hallelujah. No respect, no reverence.
Yes,
that's what the Satan wants. Hallelujah. Make them know that they think that it ain't no God, that they don't think they have to be accountable for the things that they do. But my God,
those that have sense,
my God, hallelujah, know that not only is he merciful, but he can be a vengeance as well. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Knowing the terror. Don't let him fool you. Knowing the terror. Yes. Hallelujah. He can speak and men will lay down and die. He can speak and men will live.
He
can forget about you.
Yes.
And yet those that will, they will forget you ever exist. But you better know the power of my God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You need to be
and
begging for his mercy, for his grace, for his love. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. He can be terrible as well. Don't make him raise up and break the backbone of your power. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. That's why I try to give him thanks.
Lord.
That's why I try to be humble.
Yeah,
because I've seen him work. I've seen him work in tribulation. I've seen him work, hallelujah. And when God has it upon you, hallelujah, let it be his hand upon it in mercy. But when he put tribulation,
you know, when
the Lord's whooping you, hallelujah.
Yes.
But you can't find
nothing goes right.
But hallelujah.
When he gives you time that he set
you free. When he gives you time and he lifts you up, you need to be rejoicing. You need to be telling, thank you, my soul. Brother, magnify the Lord. My soul telling, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. My soul, my soul cried out.
My.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can understand. I can understand when you just think of his goodness. A tear should come up in your eye when you think of his, how many times you should have been whooped, but he showed you mercy. He showed you love.
Mercy.
He showed you grace. How many times you wouldn't give a nickel for yourself, but he gave all. But he gave God. But he gave,
gave all.
And he's still giving. And he's still giving. We need to know he's still giving. And while we were yet in sin,
While we're yet trying to give people a piece of our mind, he died. While we're yet trying to hate on one another, while we're yet fighting against one another,
and we should be coming together,
that we may receive the blessing
over there in Acts, the second chapter. What happened when they was all together, one place, and one accord? What happened? What did God do?
One thing I like about Brother Tim,
what he has done,
he'll do again. Yes, sir.
What he has done,
he'll set you free again.
If he lifted you up when you were down, he'll lift you up again. If he put a bridge that made you cross over troubled waters, he'll do it again. If you felt lost, he'll find you again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What would you do? He gave us all. He gave us only his begotten son. How many of us remember that he gave us all? He gave us all, and we can't give him 30 minutes. We can't give one hour. We can't, Lord, tell us
Oh,
we have to trouble. We have to fight. We have to worry. Is that really you speaking to me, Lord? Come here, Garden of Gethsemane. Come here.
Yeah.
Can you one hour?
Yes, sir.
Can you talk with me 1 hour? But he had to nevertheless. I understand your time. Nevertheless, go ahead and sleep.
He told him to sleep on. I understand.
Because of fear. because of fear have taken place. I understand why you deny me, Peter. I understand. Hallelujah. But I'm going to give you a chance to come on back. Love is on me. More than thee.
Yes, sir.
Oh, do you love God? What would you do? What would we do? What would we do? Ask yourself that today. What would I do to see Jesus? What would I do to have him abide with me? What would I do? Hallelujah. 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 Am I still true to my confessions? If I confess in my mouth and then in my mouth take it to my heart, then my heart calls me to do right. My heart calls me to act right. My heart calls me to love right. Oh, hallelujah. That's why David said, give me a clean heart, Lord. Give it to me, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You have to worry about
right.
If that heart is right, no matter what they say, no matter how they talk, if that heart is right, oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My rushing wind. You know, brother, you know, when I was a young man, I used to sing a song in the old church, old sanctified church. I come in, my pastor sing a song and said, Jesus is stretching out in me. He's stretching out in me.
Yes.
You should want the Lord to stretch out in you. You should feel God stretching out in you this morning. You really should. You should feel him stretching out. Yeah, I can't stop. I just won't stop. I'm just sitting there running references from one chapter to another. I ran over to Matthew's where a young man went away sorrow. When we asked the question, what would you give? Young man went away sorrow because he couldn't give all he had. I saw where the Bible says that no greater love than a man would lay down his life for his brother.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I ran over to another scripture. I read where sin came into this world by one, but then one came to redeem the world of sin in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I kept running, and I heard Rev run across it. He said he died. He didn't say we died, but he said he died.
He died.
And then, see, we didn't die for him, but he died for us in the name of
Thank
Jesus.
You.
But God, ooh, your soul should say yes, Lord. For you was yet sinners. Christ died for us. He died for us. Real said, what would you give? Somebody said, I give it all just to be with him. And once somebody said, I give it all for just one day. In paradise, my soul say yes, Lord. God has truly blessed the house today. He's blessed the man of God. He's truly blessed this house today, and my soul say yes. My soul say yes. Real kept on speaking of sin, and I just keep running from one chapter to another, seeing how sin came, how sin can get out of here. You should want to serve the Lord. You should want to serve the Lord. You should tell God thank you right now.
Thank you.
I tell you, my soul is on fire this morning. My soul is on fire this morning. Your son.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what, Brother D, I used to think back when on today, you didn't even realize today is Friday. I used to get cleaned up and ready to go to the club and head get raggedy.
Man,
but today,
man.
I'm here this morning. we ain't had a Holy Ghost party today. I'm real happy about it today,
Jesus.
Brother. I'm real happy today.
Lord. Yes,
and,
yes.
And Brother, when you you were talking about it, and you said you were running references, you know, one of mine said that Isaiah 53 said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And with his right, we're healed. He said, we all are like sheep going astray, have turned every one of us to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for me. Thank you for doing it for us all. He died.
Thank
That's
you,
what you said today.
He died.
Brother Henry said
he died.
He did it for us.
He laid it for us.
With it. Upon us.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I love that. Today was a good day.
The verse goes on to let us know that he died out of love. The verse says his love towards us in that
while
we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he died. He did it out of love. He did it out of love. Mm-hmm. He did it out of love.
Ooh. I like it that way. But Henry, as you said, that all of us are short in stature in some way or another.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody's short in forgiveness. Somebody's short with jealousy. Somebody's short with...
I like that.
Thank you, Lord, for the word. And then they were just smiling today.
Thank you for the word.
I'm glad I didn't miss the party. I'm glad I was invited to the banquet.
You
I
come
like
here.
That. Yes, sir. The banquet was spread for all of us. Thank you. Good word today, sir. Thank you for letting God use you today. Thank you,
Lord,
for making it so plain that anybody can understand it. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you, it was like a tornado rushed through here this morning.
Yes, sir.
He takes out what he said to said to someone. Yes, sir. Like a mighty rush.
Thank you, sir.
I thank God, sir.
I thank God. And I love that one. You speak it and then let it go to the heart. And the heart. Oh, I like that. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let it get down on the inside. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My. That's what it's all about, the word of God.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord has went forth this morning.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God today. Yes, bless us. Yes, bless us.
Good Lord.
Hallelujah.
I had
intended to go that long. Praise the Lord. I intended to be on a few minutes and jump on off, but God, it was rich. Hallelujah. In mercy, it was rich in his love. Just he took my mind and he started letting me see his goodness. And I couldn't help it. I couldn't stop. God has been too good to us. Some people have forgotten just how good God has been to them. Some people have forgot how God has made a way for them. Some people have God has brought them so far. Many blessings that he have done. I'm still rejoicing over a blessing I heard 2 years ago, Brother D. I'm still rejoicing how you testified about the gap. I'm still rejoicing over that. It still makes me.
The name of Jesus.
I can
still make it away.
I don't hate on people, but I rejoice when I see him work. When I see him work, when he gives me strength, when I see him work, when others be blessed, I rejoice in my heart because I know that's what I'm supposed to do. When I see God bless somebody, I should rejoice because I see I know it's God. I know it's God, and I should love because he has blessed me to a spirit of love. I can love people, and I'm more happy when I love because when I hate on people, I don't like that spirit because it's hard to get rid of. So I try to love as much as I can because when you let that devil in, he's coming to do something else. He's coming in to break your peace. He's coming in to separate you. But I like to love because I know when I love, God is going to be in the midst. When I love, when I hope for the best, God's going to make it a reality. So I like peace. I like the peacemaker. It's a blessing for those that make it. It's a blessing for those that want God around. It's a blessing for those that love. It's a blessing for those that forgive. Forgive is for you to keep you at peace. Forgiveness is for you, not for that person. But it's for you that you may have peace in your heart. Hallelujah. Because that other person, he ain't thinking of if he hurt you, if he calls you, he ain't thinking about it because he's going for to do it to somebody else. But you need to have peace within your heart. Hallelujah. That God, can he abide? Can he abide? Can he stay with you? Can he be with you? Can he abide? Can he abide? Can he abide? Clam up. Do like Zacchaeus did. clam up.
Clam up.
Step
yes,
up.
Sir.
Go pull up.
Yes,
be
sir.
The bigger man.
Yes,
be
sir.
The bigger person, Holly. You,
yeah.
Oh, Holly.
Yes,
I see something else in the scripture right there. I see something else in the scripture right there. That kid, he climbed up, hallelujah, so we can, sometimes we may be little in stature, but if we get hold of something, get hold of God's word, that you may climb up in it, that you may see the Lord a little better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Climb up on
yes,
that. Hallelujah.
Climb up.
If you've been little in stature, little in your thought, little in your understanding, climb up.
Sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
God bless
you. That's all you got to do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Climb up.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Climb up. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Climb up. Oh, hallelujah.
That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. You know, something real. If anyone listening would have a problem understanding what Rev said when he said climb up, you can climb up by grabbing them 66. That's all you got to do.
Yes,
grab
sir.
Them 66.
Yes, sir.
That's all you got to do. He said he that lacketh. What he said? He that lacketh need to what? He said just ask.
Yes, sir. That's what he said.
He said just ask. So if you really want to climb up in God's word, grab hold of them 66. Amen.
Yes, think about the word, and we say God is love. That's what the word says. And so when we think about it, people say, I don't know what God really wants me to do. Because, see, you're not looking at it through the spiritual eye of God is love. You're looking at through it as through the Hollywood love. That ain't the real love. God is the real love. And you say, well, I don't know what Jesus wants me to do. Read the word, because he is the word. And if you learn the word and you know the word, then you know him and you know what he has prepared for you and what he wants you to do. It ain't a real hard thing. We just looking for it in the wrong direction, looking it in the wrong place. He is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
brother.
That's what it's all about.
Get it.
We got it all twisted.
Yes, sir.
We learn to do it that way. That's why I sit here, and Reverend Henry can preach the word, and I sit here and I enjoy it. I get full. I gorge myself with it. Why? Because I know that what I'm hearing is about God. He is God. The word I'm learning from him. I got some shortcoming. I got to allow him to come into my house and sit down with me and sup with me. And if,
there you
I,
go.
If he's knocking at
there
the door, if I open the door, he'll come in. And
there
I got,
you go.
That's why we stumble and we fall so much. I love it. Come
yes,
on.
Sir.
Rev,
yes,
you're doing a great job today. I'm really pumped up today, man. My heart is just, it's like, it's burning down on the inside today. My legs are shaking.
Yes, sir.
I'm ready to
yes,
run.
Sir.
I'm clapping my hands. I'm saying, thank you. I have to go on mute because I'm just getting too excited. I said, Lord, thank you. I love the word today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Great job today. Nothing like this kind of party. Ain't nothing like this kind of party.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Give him the
highest
praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Word
hallelujah.
Of the praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God today.
Praise
God. I must move on, but I want to tell God thank you and thank all of you that prayed and made this a success. It's only a success when we come together, just like they did over there in Acts chapter. When we come together, hallelujah, when we come together hoping and expecting God to do something, and then God shows up, and some people say he shows up, and it shows out. Let
yes,
it show out in
yes.
our lives. Let it show out how we love one another. Let it show. They'll know we're Christians by how we love, how we forgive, how we be peacemakers, how we want God in the midst, how we want peace to be abiding all around. See, when we let peace abide, it takes power away from the devil. He is powerful. powerless. Our love is so strong that we just let the love of God show that God himself will step in and change the thing.
Yes, he will.
He'll make them take it back.
Yes, he will.
He'll make them. They might have said one thing about you, but he'll make them take it back. He'll turn it around.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
That they have to see the goodness because your good works, they're going to glorify your Father.
Yes,
with the goodness.
Yes, okay.
And one thing I like about how the pastor would always tell me, he said, you can't spray perfume in a room without some of it getting on you.
You just got to get on. Yes,
come
sir.
On.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. So those that want to stink, they're going to get out of the room because if they are being touched by this love,
you to get out of here.
And if they see how they take care of this love, they
get out of
here. Can't do nothing about this love that's abiding all around, they're going to have to get out of the room. You know, they're going to have to let that anger or whatever they have, they got to let it go. Peace out.
Let go.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray.
Father God in heaven, Father my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Father God, we're so thankful of your goodness, of your mercy, of your grace, or your kindness that you've shown towards us. Thank you for coming in, Father, and making this service what you would have it to be. We want to thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for continuing revealing the word to us. Thank you, Father God, for the living word. Thank you for Jesus Christ that came and it died. Hallelujah. And not only did it die, hallelujah, but it rose. Hallelujah. And not only did it rise, he's still rising in our hearts. He's still he's still making a way for us. He's still giving us hope. He's still giving us strength. He's still letting he's still coming to our house, our temple, that in the house of the Holy Ghost. He's still abiding with us. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for salvation, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell you, Lord, we love you. We thank you and pray. We pray and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. For those that are yet still waiting, for those that are yet still waiting, listen to the way you pray.
Hallelujah. Somebody know prayer changed things up in here.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Look at here. Oh, I feel good. I feel good. Let me see the hand in here tonight that know that God can still work miracles. Yeah, get up all over this building. Now, while you got them up, I just need to see the hand of those that know that you know God worked a miracle in your life. Just wave them in the air. Come on, come on. All over this building. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Now, while you got them up, I just want you to reach over and just catch somebody by the hand and just name one little miracle that God did for you. Come on. And just begin to praise them all over this place tonight.
Come on and praise him.
Anybody here know God brought you through? If you know God brought you through, you can be a witness when I look up and say this. God will deliver. And if you're in all time, I feel good up in here, y'all. Oh, yeah. Ooh, Lord, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Somebody been delivered up here.
Deliver.
Somebody go get a breakthrough.
getting ready to name a few things that God did for Mary. And if anybody can relate to or identify with any of these things, I want you to get up out your seat. And when you get up, I want you to bring somebody up with you. Get somebody by the hand and bring somebody up with you. But if God ain't never done none of these things for you, I just want you to stay there, sit there, fold your arms and act all cute and sophisticated, and watch us Holy Ghost folks get ready to go crazy up in here praising God. Can anybody relate to this? He put food on my table. Somebody sitting there like God ain't never fed you just as fat as you want to be. Clothes on my back. Oh, that's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did. Anybody ever been broke? I'm talking about down to your last dime broke. Didn't know how you was gonna make it through the next day. But I just need to ask somebody up in this building tonight. When you were at the end of your rope, did God pay your bills for you? When you didn't have money in your pocket?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Anybody ever been sick? Reverend Chief, I know what you know what I'm talking about. Anybody ever been real sick? I'm not talking about that Tylenol headache sick. I'm talking about in the hospital, didn't know where you was. Pain in your body. Woo! Didn't know you could make it through the next day, but some way, somehow, when the doctors fail, when medicine fail, I need to know it. I need to know if we got any saints in this building that know anything about God stepping in your sick room. And with one touch of his healing hand, he heals.
He heals your body.
Yeah.